Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball towards right. Kirkland catches it and throws to second to double up Cash. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Bunker moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to third for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bruton. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Brandt scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Kirkland tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino is hit by the pitch. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roark for a passed ball. Orsino moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bunker hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Orsino moves to third. Adair moves to second. Dick Egan now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Roark. Orsino scores. Adair scores. Brandt moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bunker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Bunker reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bunker moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bunker scores. Brandt moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 6-0, Orioles. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a fly ball towards right. Kirkland settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kirkland. Cash goes all the way around to score. Bruton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1 Orioles. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Orsino strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Phil Regan. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Brandt strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Gladding covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.